End of part one, lesson 63, the summary of the overview now complete, and introduction to the detail still to come.
Well, celebration, you've done it all. Well, at a high level anyway. We have to fill in a lot of detail, but in essence, we have no more world to see. Before we explore the detail map, I'll summarise the globe. P2A defines Agile as a mindset whose three principal parts are 1. Agile behaviours or principles or values, and they are being collaborative, self-organising teams, customer-focused, empowered and trusting, not blaming. 2. Concepts or fundamentals, which are prioritising what is delivered, working iteratively and incrementally, not necessarily delivering everything asked for, being time-focused about delivery, an inspect and adapt approach, Kaizen or continuous process improvement, and lastly, limiting work in progress. And then 3, techniques or practices or tools, and here our list is just burn charts, user stories, retrospectives, time boxing, and measuring flow. Also, we've seen all projects are agile to some degree. The right degree is context dependent. Also, there is relative value in the 4 principles of the Agile Manifesto: individuals and interaction over process and tools, working products over comprehensive documentation, customer collaboration over contract negotiation, and responding to change over following a plan. P2A also says, we have also covered so far, Agile on its own is suitable for business as usual. With help, it is good for projects too. P2A is projects only. Projects need a manager to coordinate them because projects are temporary, difficult, uncertain, and a team is created to deliver them. Projects have early steps, pre-project and initiation, and late steps, which are the closeout activities. The early and late stuff surrounds the delivery stages. Also, we've seen projects operate over 3 management levels. At the top is direct, supported by manage to enable the delivery level, which is at the bottom. Prince describes a 4th management level as being outside or above the project, and that's corporate or program management. We've also seen P2A is most directly of value to Prince organizations wishing to enhance their agile capability. Synergy arises from blending and weaving Prince with Agile. We're not running them in parallel, we're blending them together. Prince brings strength in direction and management. Agile brings delivery strength in development activities. P2A consists of techniques, concepts, frameworks, behaviours and focus areas. There are 5 focus areas. They are 1, risk from Agile, which is measured on the agilometer. 2, user requirements capture. 3, rich communications. 4, frequent releases. And 5, contracts in an agile environment. There were 8 key points. They are: Prince is already fully agile enabled. Prince isn't a traditional waterfall project method. P2A is not just for IT, and agile is not just Scrum. Common agile on its own isn't suited to projects. Agile in P2A means behaviours, concepts, frameworks and techniques. And agile in projects is not yes, no, but how much. We saw 6 aspects that came from Prince, which are the tolerances. And they are time and cost, which is set to 0 tolerance in a P2A context. Is that an oxymoron, perhaps? Quality and scope, which are fully flexible, and benefits and risk, which may flex. The 6 aspects are managed to ensure the 5 targets are met. What matters is knowing why we flex and fix. The 5 targets are: be on time, hit deadlines, embrace change, keep team stable, accept the customer doesn't need everything. Well, we have covered a lot, haven't we? Because we haven't finished summarising it yet. Scrum's framework includes the following: the product backlog, the sprint planning meeting, which is in 2 parts, story selection and definition of the development steps, the what and the how. The sprint backlog, the daily scrum, a stand-up meeting that asks 3 questions: what is done, what's next, what are the blockers, and is held in under 15 minutes each day. And each sprint creates shippable product, whether they're shipped or not. Delivery of products is a release, and a sprint delivers an increment. Instead of Scrum, we can use flow-based methods to progress work, but we haven't seen anything about those yet. And I think we're nearly there. The project journey is pre-project and initiation stage. This is focused on defining a release plan, focused on feature and product, focused on all management levels, helping with estimating and planning, or participating in estimating and planning. The customer is in the team. Everything is time boxed. Everything is created collaboratively. Everything is accessible, for example, displays rather than documents. The project product description, A21, expresses the mandatory through to desirable project deliverables and may actually just be something called a vision. Product descriptions, A17, may be expressed as stories or epics, and we recognize these are to be flexed in both number and expanded in detail as required. And the benefits review plan embraces the idea of frequent early releases to access value as soon as possible. Comms includes feedback loops, such as enabled by the minimum viable product, which we haven't explored in any detail yet. The project brief, A19, says how Agile applies in this project. And almost finally, delivery stages deliver in customer priority order from teams that self-organize, practice transparency, honesty, openness and trust. Progress is measured via burn charts, reviews and demos, demonstrations. Scope and quality are the focus of tolerances. Stage boundaries focus on what is delivered, the benefits enabled, and the level of change. Requirements are written to enable flexing variable product attributes. Reporting is low-tech, tactile, stuff stuck on wall displays and updated in real time. And now the end is really in sight. At the close, what has been delivered versus what was envisaged at the start will have omissions and extras, but the customer will be using the delivered artifacts and features to generate value. So tidying up is easy because handovers have been happening all the way through, and there isn't really much to do to close out. Gosh, what a lot we have covered, but we still have a lot to go. No more breath, lot more detail. Let's move on. This is the end of the summary of the overview. After reviewing and your reflecting on progress and understanding so far, etc., Section 7's three lessons cover the events, or meetings and workshops, and artifacts, or information sets, that an agile approach to the structured communications and controls of Prince's activities within the starting up of project process and the initiation stage both generate.